It's time now to Take 5 for your community. Take 5 brought to you by German American Bank, and Kyle Oakes is with us from the Sustain Art and Music Festival coming to Martin County, and it is one of the biggest events. Kyle, I put it like this, it's probably the best kept secret in this entire region because this thing is huge. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate that. And yeah, we've tried to spread the word. You know, I'm personally from Indianapolis, and so, you know, the nonprofit eventually wants to own some land down in Martin County area, and we're just trying to get to know the community. So you're right, it is a little bit of a secret sometimes, but that's not by design. You know, we're trying to get the word out. We really appreciate you taking time this morning.
We want everybody who's anybody within the sound of our voice to come out. It's next weekend. Hoping and praying for some wonderful weather. But Kyle, I don't think people realize the caliber of entertainment you have. First, let's talk about the location. It's the Elk Ridge Lodge, which is just a gem in itself. It truly is.
Yeah, Elk Ridge, we're really blessed to work with those folks. And you're right. It's not a, we tell people we're not a festival in a field. The property's got rolling hills. It's got a pond. It's got some frisbee golf. It's got a log cabin built in 1865, you know, 10 miles from where it sits currently. It's got structures. It's got a giant stage, sort of a natural festival bowl. So I mean, it does have a lot going on. And then, I tell people too, it has an energy to it when no one's there. And, when we all show up and hundreds of people are there, yeah, obviously, you can imagine there's even a greater sort of energy and, of course, surrounded by nature. So, yeah, we're really blessed to be there.
We've all probably driven by the sign on our way to French Lick because it's conveniently located not far from French Lick.
Yeah, exactly right. It's basically kind of between Shoals and French Lick. So, you know, it is out in the country, nestled in the Hoosier National Forest, which, you know, for a lot of your listeners are really comfortable with, but we pull in a regional fan base, and so for a lot of them, I tell them, "Hey, that last 20 minutes, take your time. You know, it's got the winding roads and the whole nine." But yeah, we get the blend of great nature, and yet, you know, we do run a shuttle service back to French Licks because not everybody's campers, right? Everybody, you know, some people want to be in a hotel and have that experience, and we want them to be able to still enjoy our music and enjoy the festival. So we got kind of an on-demand shuttle system to run back and pick people up if they need to.
You got it all covered. Like I said, folks, I hope you're hearing this. If for the first time, I hope you will jump on, get tickets, and come out because you're going to truly enjoy the experience at the Sustain Art Music Festival next weekend. Talk about the entertainment because, as I was saying earlier, this is not mom-and-pop bands. There are some local bands, but you've really got some high-caliber entertainment coming to this thing.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. We take a lot of pride and put a lot of work in curating a very narrow sound. Our sound is really progressive bluegrass to Americana. So that sort of window for people who maybe don't know some of the names of the bands on our list, you'd be in the Billy Strings genre, the Avett Brothers sort of sound. That's the sound that we would be featuring. And you're right. We have bands coming from Wisconsin, Arkansas. We do have some Indiana bands, obviously. And then we got Cincinnati, Ohio, Illinois. Probably the closest band to you guys is a band called Lowlanders that is out of Bloomington area. So, got Cleveland, Ohio. Vincennes, Indiana, Owensboro, Kentucky. So a very, very strong sound, and that's really by design, and really that's where our major expense is. You know, we're a nonprofit. We're trying to raise awareness for sustainability within the arts community, and part of that sustainability component, obviously everyone thinks of like environmental sustainability, which is great, and we will feature that, sort of reuse, recycle, repurpose. But economic sustainability is another component of our mission. And it's a challenge to build something that's affordable for families to be able to come to and yet have great, talented bands that maybe aren't able to be seen easily and yet make it all, and they got to get paid, right? And so make it all balance and work for everybody is really a challenge. And that's one of the things we've been working at for the last, 4 years.
Next Friday and Saturday are the dates, but it actually will open up Thursday for the campers. You got plenty of campsites. It's a great place to camp, set up shop for the weekend. How do we get a hold of tickets, and what are ticket prices for the weekend?
Yeah, so if you go to sustainfestivals.org, so sustainfestivals with an S on the end, .org/tickets, not only is our lineup there, there's a couple great short little 30-second video clips that will give you a sense of our community, give you a sense of the sound, and can purchase tickets there. And so the full festival pass, two-day passes are $120. Daily passes are $60. You know, and again, I know that families might think, man, that's kind of expensive, but you can bring your own food and drinks, which really helps drive the price down for your entire day. You know, you're not coming out and buying, you know, $10 drinks and, you know, $5 hot dogs. You know, we'll have some food there, but the point is you can kind of cater your experience how you would like to within your budget. 12 and under is only $1 for them to attend. You know, there's on-site free parking. So we really do want it to be an affordable experience. And yet again, we've got a really talented lineup. In addition to the music, we'll be having we'll have a handcrafted artisans there, you know, showing off their wares. We've got some really cool activities going on that you know would be for all ages, whether it be a bluegrass jam workshop. You know, we've got Tai Chi going on, yoga going on, so a lot of different things for people to do as well.
It's going to be an awesome weekend. That's next weekend at the Elk Ridge Lodge. Look it up. Go to sustainfestivals.org. Is that what you said?
Org. Yes, sir. .org. Yep.
Sustainfestivals.org. You'll find all the information you need, including details on next weekend's Sustain Art Music Festival at Elk Ridge in Martin County. Just ahead of French Lick. Real easy, actually. It's kind of a nice scenic route. You're going to love your time there. You're going to love the music. You're going to love the experience. And again, it's just a great family outing. If you're looking for something to do, low cost, set up your camper, camp for the weekend, bring your own food and drink, and enjoy all of the great live music. Well, Kyle, we wish you nothing but the best. A successful weekend for sure. Praying for great weather for you. Thank you so much for sharing time with us today.
Well, Duane, we really appreciate what you and your stations are doing to help spread the word and what you're doing for your listeners. And I just want to say thank you for that and taking time to talk with me this morning.
You bet. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by German American Bank.